From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. The German government is rejecting calls for patent protections on COVID-19 vaccines to be temporarily waived after the Biden administration on Wednesday night backed the idea. Earlier on Thursday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she was willing to assess the proposal. But now Berlin says the protection of intellectual property is key to innovation. India was one of the first countries to promote the idea of waiving the patents temporarily. Jayant Dasgupta is the former Indian envoy to the World Trade Organization.
There would be immense pressure on the European Union and Britain and Japan and the other countries which are also home to some of the large pharma companies which are patent holders for vaccines. So I think they will also come around.
He spoke there on India's CNBC affiliate. Berlin is now on a collision course with Paris, where French President Emmanuel Macron supports the waiver. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expressing support for Ukraine against what he called Russia's aggressive actions. He reaffirmed the US commitment to Ukraine during a visit to Kiev. And there he also spoke out about China, telling NBC News,
"When they renege on commitments, whether it's in the commercial area, whether it's on human rights, or anything that undermines that order, we're going to stand up and defend it."
At least 25 people have been killed in Rio de Janeiro as Brazilian police moved against alleged drug traffickers in one of the city's favelas. At least one police officer was among the dead in the shootout. A protest that saw dozens of French fishing vessels descend on the Channel Island of Jersey has come to an end. From FSN's London Bureau, Ollie Barrett.
There were around 60 vessels that were involved in the protest at St. Helier, and they have now headed home. There were talks between Jersey officials and some of those fishermen and women. What we heard from the Jersey government was that those discussions had been positive, although what we hear from the fishermen themselves, the French fishermen, is that there's not been any significant progress during those talks.
Moderna says early trial data shows its COVID-19 vaccine is 96% effective for teenagers. The company is also seeking full approval for the use of its jabs in adults. From FSN's Bureau in New York, Sarah Walton reports.
The biotech company says early figures show the Moderna shot was 96% effective in young people aged between 12 and 17. More than 3,200 participants took part in the trial, with no major side effects recorded. Moderna also revealed its vaccine generated $1.7 billion in revenue in the first quarter of the year. Coronavirus vaccines are currently only approved for use in people over the age of 16 in the US, but Pfizer is expected to receive federal authorization for use in younger teens later this month.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking at the latest developments in Myanmar, where pro-democracy opponents of the country's military and the coup it led earlier this year are themselves setting up their own armed forces. The People's Defense Force is being created by a shadow government formed by democracy activists who are being threatened with treason charges. The size and scale of the force has not been disclosed. Analyst Richard Roer with the German Institute for Global and Area Studies says while the threat to create a pro-democracy army might seem risky, in reality the situation in Myanmar can't get much worse.
This People's Defense Force, as it's called, is essentially the first step towards a federal army organized by the pro-democratic forces in the country. Of course, you're familiar with the scenes that have gone around the world of soldiers shooting down unarmed civilians in the streets. But it's important to point out that at the same time, they're flying airstrikes on territories controlled by ethnic armed groups that are sheltering thousands of refugees. And so we're really already at a state of total escalation.
Human rights groups say more than 760 people have been killed by the Myanmar army since the coup on February the 1st. Members of the shadow government are in hiding. The main news again. Germany is rejecting calls for patent protections on COVID-19 vaccines to be temporarily waived after the Biden administration backed the idea. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expressing support for Ukraine against what he called Russia's aggressive actions. And at least 25 people have been killed in Rio de Janeiro as Brazilian police moved against alleged drug traffickers in one of the city's favelas. And that is the latest Feature Story News. Simon Marks reporting.